They started as a marginal alternative rock band called Lifter Puller, who wrote good songs about young losers who wanted more. They're now called The Hold Steady, a would-be arena rock band that writes better songs about the same thing. So says our music critic, Robert Christgau.
Boys and girls in America have such a sad time together, Jack Kerouac once wrote. Hey, not always, rock and roll party people would reply. But half a century later, Kerouac has bestowed a title on a pretty darn good rock and roll album from the precinct of America called Brooklyn, Boys and Girls in America by The Hold Steady.
I got a girl and she don't have to work. She can tell which horse is gonna finish in first. Some nights of painkillers make the pain even worse. Came on 6 lengths ahead, we spent the whole next weekend high. I love this girl, but I can't tell when she's having a good time.
Though they're dominated by a very Catholic guy from Minneapolis named Craig Finn, The Hold Steady are a true band, a noisy, expert guitar, keyboard, bass, drums combo. But this true band crams many words into not many seconds. And Finn isn't just prominent, he's a five-star loudmouth. Since Craig Finn can barely carry a tune, you'd think he'd be a musical liability. But singers define words-first bands by definition, and in the great tradition that goes back to the Five Satins and the Still of the Night, Finn's limitations are more ear-catchingly musical than all the competence around him. Focus in on the congested rush of these few lines from Stuck Between Stations, a song about another poet type from Minneapolis, John Berryman.
There was that night that we thought that John Berryman could fly, but he didn't, so he died. She said, you're pretty good with words, but words won't save your life, and they didn't, so he died. And he was drunk and exhausted, but he was critically acclaimed and respected.
The Hold Steady's obvious influence is one you wouldn't expect from an act that's marketed as alt-rock, because how else would you market them? As has been said many times, they sound like Bruce Springsteen.
We drink and we dry up and now we crumble into dust.
To my taste, they've taken this a can of corn too far in the new record, as on this bit from Stuck Between Stations.
She was a really cool kisser and she wasn't all that strict of a Christian. She was a damn good dancer, but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend.
Up against the Sin and Redemption on last year's Separation Sunday album, the lowlife tales of boys and girls in America are hyper-romantic, real beautiful loser stuff. But even so, Finn's narrative details and his boys' head-on attack are a relief from all those jagged little bends where half-lit obscurities pass for lyrical wisdom.
There was a stage in the PA up in western Massachusetts, and the kids came from miles around to get messed up on the music. And she dropped down from Bowdoin with a carload of girlfriends to meet some boys and maybe eat some mushrooms. And they did, and she got sick. Now she's feeling way too shaky. She don't want to tell the doctor everything she's taken.
Boys and Girls in America Have Such a Sad Time Together isn't as universal a truth as Kerouac and Finn want you to believe. But because Finn is a committed rock and roller, he knows things about the young and the alienated that neither Kerouac and Berryman, or most of their modern literary equivalents, grasp so concretely. Finn's stories may not be fully representative, demographically accurate, but they're vivid and convincing and sociologically disturbing, and absolutely they are sad.
His friend gave him 4, but he said, only take one. But then he got bored and he ended up taking all 4. So now my man, he ain't that bored anyways. The paramedics found him. He was shaking on the side of the stage. Everything was spinning.
The CD by The Hold Steady is called Boys and Girls in America. Our reviewer is Robert Christgau.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.